Live from CSUN 2009, this is Michael Off, and now speaking with Tim Springer from the SSB BART group, did I get that right, or Accessibility On Demand?
You got it.
But what are you showing here this year?
So right now we're presenting just our overall company, SSB BART group, and specifically we're showing off our accessibility management platform, which is focused at large organizations that want to manage accessibility across their IT development environment.
Oh, so this is more in a corporate setting? Or it could be educational facilities, but something that's, when you say IT, so it's something of a network caliber, school institution. Just to spell it out, I'll let you, your words are better than mine, so go ahead and describe.
Certainly. So we work with large federal government agencies, state and local governments, and we work with private sector clients. Generally speaking, what we're working with clients on is helping them to achieve Section 508 compliance in the U.S. domestic market, and then WCAG compliance or compliance with other accessibility regulations in international markets.
Okay, so what does that involve? A company comes to you, so you're looking at accessibility in all levels, both the web interface. If you're talking to WCAG, you're talking about their, you said your IT base, so it's making sure that everything is accessible in terms of the website, if there's e-commerce, or, of course, this is more on a government level, so is it... What exactly are you looking for when you go in and do an assessment on a new agency?
So I'll give you a couple scenarios. So if we're working with a federal government agency, we'll generally work in two different methods or two different areas. So one, let's say we're working with their public-facing website. When we look at their public-facing websites, we can do audits, which are formal assessments. We can do informal audits or informal assessments. And all of those different things will conform to our overall audit methodology, unified audit methodology. So essentially what people are looking for, organizations are looking for, is how compliant am I with the Section 508 requirements?
Right, because that relates to their funding. So get accessibility, security, right? You said IT. So are you on the security side as well?
Yeah, so we'll look at, we focus on accessibility compliance. And essentially you have IT that an organization is developing. So websites, web applications that they're building internally. And then the bulk of stuff these days is IT that you're purchasing. So you're either purchasing custom IT from a vendor, or you're purchasing like a fixed scope product, like Microsoft Office, Microsoft Word at a low level, at a desktop level, and at a high level, enterprise content management systems, database systems, etc. And the government agencies are required to comply with the Section 508 requirements. And so we work with the government agencies to enable them to comply both for what they're building internally as well as what they're buying in the market.
Now, some states have their own people, so might this be something they could come back and outsource to you instead of having their own people, or do they use it in conjunction as an adjunct?
Most of the time it's used in conjunction. It tends to be pretty rare to fully outsource the Section 508 compliance requirements or the state-level compliance requirements, and it doesn't always work the best. Most of the time what we're looking for is getting a good balance between the organization internally knowing how to address accessibility, and then us externally being available to do some of the more complex aspects of accessibility and determinations of what is and what isn't compliant, or what isn't accessible.
Do you make these changes, or just tell them what needs to happen and maybe some resources for how to make that happen?
Yeah, our focus is to define what changes need to be made and to do that at an actual level of code guidance. So, i.e., if you're building a website, at the level of here is the HTML tag, which is the coding language for websites that you need to change. If you were building a Java applications, here's how you change the Java applications. We generally aren't in the business of making changes to the systems because it doesn't really make sense in most IT.
Right, but you are beyond the consultant if you are giving them specifics and saying, right, here's how your PDF documents need to be marked up, here's the coding, right, like you said, for your HTML tags. And
yeah, we are not a diagnostic consultant, so in our focus on in the world is not in just providing a description of what is wrong. It's in writing a description of what is wrong, and then what do I need to do to fix it?
So exactly. It's easy for anyone to say what's wrong, but then knowing how to fix it and correct it. So basically the company's saying, hey, we trust you, and then at that point you're working with the IT people to make it happen.
You got it.
Oh, okay. Because a lot of management certainly doesn't understand the underpinnings of technology in general oftentimes, unless they run a technology company. So,
well, and there's a huge gulf between people understanding that I have an issue at an abstract level and understanding what do I need to do to fix the issue. And ultimately, the latter is what will result in an accessible experience for the users and what will allow you to be compliant with the law. And so that's the focus. You have to get an organization to the point where they can actually fix things and they can address things.
And then how do you charge for your services? Do you have an hourly, or do you go in and assess the need based on what the company does?
It depends on the client is ultimately what it comes down to. So we have flat hourly rates under the GSA schedule. The methodology that we use in all of our consulting deliverables is available as part of the Accessibility Management Platform, or AMP, which is a software product that we make available on the market. So essentially what we have is an approach to addressing accessibility across an organization, and then we actually have an implementation of that in terms of technology. We can do 100% outsourced if you want us to handle everything. You can do 100% insourced. You can take our methodology, you can take our platform and run with it with your internal resources. Or where most organizations are is an intelligent mix of those things.
Right. 50-50 or somewhere in the middle there.
Yeah, most of the time it's actually about 80-20. So you can handle about 80% of the accessibility stuff.
It's usually those little things, right, that trip you up. And you're saying, well, I'm not compliant here and I'm not sure why. And then
And it's not going to make sense for you to manage some of the more complex issues. Like, well, how does my policy change over time if I'm moving from, JAWS 8 to JAWS 8.1 to JAWS 9? What's the change? How do I want to change my implementation specification? It's very difficult to teach an organization those things. You have to have active working knowledge of that day in, day out to be able to make intelligent policy recommendations.
So. Exactly. So how do you, once you give your contact information, website and phone number for entities wanting to pursue this further?
The website is www.ssbbartgroup.com. So www.ssbbartgroup.com. And my contact information personally is tim.springer@ssbbartgroup. And I'm Tim Springer, President, CEO of SSB Bar Group.
All right. Very good, Tim. Thanks for taking the time out. And I'm sure a few folks will find this of interest. So give Tim a call if you need to get something figured out for that good old 508 compliance and all the funding and just the goodwill that comes with it. From CSUN 2009, this is Michael Loft reporting for SAMNet Radio, your station, your community.